Good morning. Welcome to our third group call today of the 365D package. And today we are going to speak about heart and circulation. And for the people that I'm not quite sure how to raise their hand, it is *2 if you're on the phone. And if you are on the web call, you'll see a little sign, a little hand there that says raise hand. And then you just click on that. And on the phone, *2. And once I spoke to you, or after we've spoken, I basically will just take your hand down. You don't have to worry about it. And today it's heart and circulation. The heart is the center of the body, the center of life. And without the heart, once the heart stops, we're basically considered dead physiologically. And so this call today, I would like to make it a very complex call that will answer a lot of the questions I received, because the heart is, the soul of the heart is the leader of all the other organs. The condition of your heart, the spiritual condition of your physical heart, the spiritual condition of your physical heart. Yes, you have a intelligence within the physical heart. That condition determines how well the rest of the physiological body is doing, how your physiological body is doing. So essentially, all other issues and diseases are based on the health of the heart and the intelligence of the heart. It is a leader that basically determines what the other, aspects of your body are supposed to do or not supposed to do. So as we're working with the heart today, we are going to really address all kinds of diseases, really all diseases, and we're going to go in and out of the spiritual aspects of that as well. So I'm going to just quickly check here if everybody can hear me, so I can hear you. Perfect. Good. I can hear the audio's working. And so I'd like to start with a little chant. It's a Sanskrit chant. And please don't ask me to write it down. I was taught it in an auditory way, just by listening. I don't know how to write it down. And it is really about developing the heart, the spiritual heart of who you are. And it's very good when you are a healer. Om Rite Pundarika Maryastam Prataha Surya Samaprapam Pashankusha Daram Saumyam Varadapaya Hastakam Trinetram Raktavashanam Bhakta Kamadudam Bhaji. Om. So let's start with going through some of the package descriptions that we are promising to work through here. So just sit yourself comfortable. And it's good to sit up. If you need to lie down, you can do that. But we'll just want to be quite aligned today, making sure the heart, the spiritual heart, the physical heart, everything sits nicely. And we're going to start to open the core, which is your vertical line of consciousness. That is really you outside time and space, the eternity within you. Has no beginning, no end. Opens up above you through the crown chakra into the infinite, and below you through the base chakra, downwards to the earth, into the infinite below. There's no beginning, no end. And the heart is right at the center of it. We're going to attune now to the cosmic heart. Allow your heart to attune to that infinite heart. There's nothing for you to do. It's a willingness. To just be what you are. And in this moment now, we're coming to the physical heart and working with that intelligence, with that soul of the physical heart, the Atman of the physical heart, and elevating it. If there are heart issues, any diseases of the heart, high blood pressure and such things, the soul of the heart is just not on the frequency level to cause health. So let's upgrade of that particular intelligence. Beautiful. And in essence, all you are is heart. All you are is love. And it's really that you are like a big portal, like a big empty, devoid of ego portal between here and there. It is an image I'd like to offer, is that your heart doesn't just sit in the center of your chest, but it reaches up to your throat and down to your solar plexus, and it reaches up to the third eye and down to your second chakra, and it reaches up to the brow center and to the head center and to the base chakra, and it reaches up above you and below you and reaches up where there is infinity in all directions. And in this moment, we're just clearing concepts, ideas, and blockages on the seven layers of your aura that are not affirming this truth. And let's move through clearing some of the atherosclerosis, the plaque inside the veins and the arteries, mainly the arteries, and just asking for neutralizing of debris in there, flexibility of your circulation, of the pathways of the heart. Becoming flexible, not the hardening of the ego that's settling in the arteries, just letting that really fall away, expanding in it as consciousness, and softening and becoming again that which you are, which is love. And in this moment, let's reset blood pressure. If your blood pressure is too high, which is what mostly happens, there's an imbalance between giving and receiving, and just allowing again to not try to fix the blood pressure, the relationship with the body, the ego with the relationship to the body. There's this kind of split that goes on. But just for a moment, letting go of this idea that you are sick, that there's something wrong, this trusting, falling back into the love that you are. And doing less is more, just listening to the words and opening to the reality that actually exists. Allowing the blood pressure to settle and balance now back to normal, to the optimum level, which is really 120 to 80. Maybe taking a deep breath, releasing the pressures of life, the pressure you put yourself under, the pressure that you might find right now within you, where you are pushing and pushing and pushing, or you have to be a certain way, you have to accomplish something a certain way, or the stress around you, just softening, allowing the heart to soften you, who you are, to just experiencing what is. That big portal that you are is able to receive any feeling, any thought, any situation, any stress, and neutralize it. That's what love does. I'm going to clear all known and unknown limitations, blocks, and sort of self-sabotage programs that are hiding somewhere. I can see it behind the head area. And just allowing that to neutralize and dissipate. And we're going to uproot entities which are conglomerates of thoughts that have become their own entity, that you've nourished and nurtured by thinking something over and over again, subconsciously mostly. So we're just allowing those entities to also default and disappear. Knowing that love is the strongest healer, and your physical heart is an expression of love. It receives and it gives, and it receives and it gives, and it doesn't keep anything for itself. It is hollow. And that's how we are, who we are. We are like a hollow flute through which life moves. Strengthening the heart muscle and repairs if that's necessary for you. If there is any congestion in the heart where you have kept too much to yourself, we're allowing that to let go. There's nothing you have to carry, no burden. You don't have to have an answer to anything. You can be innocent right now in this moment. Innocence itself is the most powerful. Helping the lungs now, detoxing the lungs so they don't put too much unfriendly relation to the heart, too much pressure or demands. The lungs are a very strong relationship with the heart. Ventilating the heart, maybe taking a deep breath. Allowing all the lobes of the heart, you got three on the right, two on the left, to really be very active and strong, which will increase your prana, your energy, your overall vitality. And we're going to ask one more time to reset the blood pressure to normal, strengthening to optimal functioning. Oh, that was quite dizzy there. Yeah, that was a nice shift. Beautiful. Very, very nice. We're going to, there were quite a few question and answers. And one of the question and answers that is repeating is has to do with just love, self-love. Also working in the hospital, how in coronary, you know, station ward, how to really help people with heart issues. The answer to everything is to all heart issues. There's also a question around pounding the heart, where the heart is really boom, boom, pounding a lot. It can have a lot of, it has also issues with the thyroid, with the hormones that can cause that. Also with menopause, it can also be emotional, physiologically, mentally, emotionally, I mean, where you have something that comes up and needs to be felt, because the heart is a feeling organ. It feels, and we are not used to feeling. We're supposed to feel a certain way, that we are taught to feel something a certain way. We're supposed to feel pleasant and good. If you don't feel good, we need to try to fix it. You see, this is where all the diseases come from. So if you are wanting to be an example of good heart health and how to assist others, even in the middle of a heart attack, really, if you're present and you're really open and allowing yourself to feel anything that arises, to be with anything in that moment, you are really decompressing the entire situation. And it causes a field of letting go and comfort. So the constriction of the person that's suffering, because the person that suffers is constricting as consciousness, that begins to loosen and widen. And pain, for example, can dissipate. And even in an emergency situation, you are actually contributing a spaciousness that neutralizes the situation, that can totally alter what is happening in front of you. But it means that you have to be vulnerable, right? Because when your heart is open, you're vulnerable. Vulnerable means to feel. And to feel is what we don't want to. So today you can make a choice and choose today for the first time, or maybe for the hundredth times if you've worked like that, to choose again to feel anything that moves through you, to feel it. And I know there are concerns about being empathic. The whole point is that we are empathic, but empathic is a quality of ego. If you are free of ego, you are compassionate. This is the higher octave of empathy. And the compassion is where you're feeling what goes on around you, feeling the other, feeling your own emotions. They don't stick, because they can only stick and hurt you if there is something, and something is ego. So being compassionate means you have no judgment of what's happening before you. And you're just present. Emptiness is present. You're just present with what is, and you're being with what is. So there's a little bit more that goes on. There's not just the heart active, but also your mind is still. There's a stillness, a clarity of being with what is. And that also gives you then the access to the wisdom to do what is necessary in the moment. If there is something to do, but maybe there isn't. Maybe there's a word to say, but maybe there isn't. So taking the pressure off that you have to do something and that it all depends on you. In the context of love, in the language of love, you do not matter. You are a fiber, one thread in the tapestry of a cloth, of a big fabric, of a big shawl, for example. You are one fiber, and you are as important as any other fiber to make the cloth. So the cloth is not you. You're just all together, all the fibers together cause the cloth, cause the shawl to exist. So the absence of any ego is really what causes the healing of any disease that is happening inside you or around you. So let's move through some of the particulars here. The person in Fitchburg, about the heart pounding. So let's, if there's any heart pounding going on, correcting hormones, an emotional opening, allowing that to, yeah, there you go. And I sense some fear actually hidden in there. So allowing fear to clear. And for everybody on the call and in the replay, we always do this, as you know, in outside time and space. Yeah, so we talked about how to help ourselves feel that we're enough and lovable. That's what it is. You actually drop out of the need to feel lovable. That goes away. When you are loved, you don't need to feel lovable. So again, getting out of the mind and getting out of being something. So just allow that that feeling of neediness to be loved, that's a feeling too, like a kind of, allow that to just move through your heart, be with it, let it dissipate, let it be eaten up by the heart, and then you are becoming love, and then you don't ask for love because it's not an issue anymore. Whatever you are, you don't need anymore. How do we relate to our son? Being disappointed to people that are close, for example, children. Disappointment is an expectation. There is, and mothers often have that, you know, we do a lot for our children and then we expect them to turn out a certain way. It helps to really remove the expectation and to just totally love what is before you, even if your son or daughter is a loser or does things you don't like, whatever your judgment is that you put on your child, which is really sad if we do that, then there is an absence of love. So if you want to love your child, you love it as it is, as she or he is. And if you feel disappointment, that's the feeling you just feel. You again dissipate it by being with it. If you are allowing yourself to be centered in the mind, then the feeling will just dissipate, and you don't hold a position anymore of how it should look or should be. Okay. So, there was a question regarding a court issue where you are, and I know you're on the call, and I'll keep it private, where you are basically in for the last 2 years in court, and you're separated, divorced, and your husband is not following up with paying you the half of the pension that you deserve. So there is the first thing in context of love. There's many ways how we approach it, but right now in this present moment, anybody who maybe is expecting something from somebody is not receiving it. First of all, we're just going to be present, unconditionally loving with what is, okay? Really letting this disappointment, the feelings, just move to the heart so they don't have to manifest. Because if we don't, if we block it, they freeze and become realities around us. So we're just letting it thaw again and moving through the heart, feeling the deep disappointment. And deeper than that, we're going deeper now into the heart space itself, because only the ego can be disappointed. Who you are as a being, you are a human being, is designed to be, and you can be with anything. And you can be whatever you are is the truth of what you are. So if you can become disappointment, and the disappointment arises as an experience and then dissipates. So we're just allowing that to move through. And knowing that we don't have to live in this drama anymore. And any drama you're experiencing right now, not particular to this court situation right now, but whatever it is in your life right now, just knowing that I don't really have to experience this anymore. I don't have to be in this relationship, in relationship to this issue, to this disease, this drama. Maybe your cells aren't working right. Whatever it is, knowing that this drama can just right now be taken out of my hands. I don't have to be responsible for it anymore. I don't have to be able to respond. The only ability to respond truly is to be with what is. So for a moment, to be with whatever is anyway, without fighting, because you are being it anyway. You just stop fighting. That's love. That's unconditional. That's beautiful. Just be it. Be it. And don't think it exactly. Just be it. You're a being of great power and luminosity. And everything has room within you. Yeah, beautiful. Everything is showing up right now like a big group, a pile of stuff. We're just allowing it to be and change and morph. Become that which it is, life itself. All your diseases is life. Life which got distorted and constricted and frozen into a word, into a name. We're just thawing it again through unconditionally loving it, being it. Hmm. Very, very good. Yes, becoming innocent, more innocence, the purity that you are. Beautiful. Good. So I'm going to take the first caller now, and the first caller was Jintra in Utrecht. Hello, Jintra. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You can hear me. So you have a question, Jintra?
Yes. Could you please help me with, I'm regularly getting swollen lymph nodes at neck area. Already when I was a child, I got it. Yesterday I got it again, and it is coming back always.
Okay. So are you a little bit overweight?
Not a little bit, maybe, but actually not.
Okay.
Really.
Okay. Okay. So good. So we have some toxicity in the lymph and a little too much kapha there. So let's kind of clear some toxins and create flow. Let's flow. Okay. I'm getting flow here for you. Just flowing with life and being okay where you are, where you're living right now. And you're opening your crown chakra a little bit, just being more connected to the spirit. And we're going to clear some past life stuff for you. There you go. Now it's the energy feels to me very cold. So this is very old stuff. You said you've had it for a long time. I'm going to begin this to unravel, to dissolve, dissipate. And just imagine for a moment what it would be like not having this anymore. Can you feel yourself into that?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to choose that. I choose to be healthy. And there you go. There you go. There's a good clearing right now. It's coming from the back, forward. Yeah. Lots of breathing, Jintra. Like deep, deep into the body, okay? Okay?
Yes, right. I feel very happy energy. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, keep breathing. A lot of circulation. It's really stuck on the lower belly area, the energy. Okay? Thank you.
Thank
okay.
You.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. Okay, so the next person is Daniel in hello Daniel, can you hear me in Massachusetts? Hello?
Hi. Hi,
hi there.
Hi.
Hi there, who is this?
It's Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy. I have a lot of I was on the internet, I have a lot of congestion, I have the flu. And I got a lot of stuff tight in my chest, and it's really weighing on me. My breathing's, you know.
Yeah, so you have a flu, basically. Yeah, okay. So
yes,
that's,
yes.
A lot of people have that right now, I know. So allowing the old to go, okay, the winter is passing, and allowing to flow with life, and we're going to bring a little bit of warmth to it. Some frequency. Do you take some ginger?
Yes.
Is that helping you? I keep getting ginger here. So just allowing that kind of sattvic, a little sharp and warm energy to flood through your body. And also for you, we're letting the lymph flow. And a little bit of anger I sense on top of the heart area. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So whatever that is, the issue that makes you angry, if you could just for a moment open your heart and just be with it, like we spoke earlier, not reacting. Anger would be reaction. And maybe anger still flows through you. You know, it's in the body. We don't want to. But just being with the anger, with the situation, and just having, there you go. Just kind of being more innocent. There you go. Just opening up more. Yeah, that's good. There you go. You're going to let it get it. It's when the coughing happens. There you go. There was quite a, I don't know what to call that, like a twinge that opened up. I don't know if you can feel that right now. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's more flow. Yeah. And just assume right now, okay, now your antibodies are getting stronger as well. Assume that the flu is already done. It's already beaten. You're already over it.
I can do this.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, so we have Denise. Denise,
hello.
Milwaukee. Hello. Hi there, Denise.
Yes, hello, Ratima.
Hi there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for just sharing and modeling all of the divine light. It brings me great joy. So thank you for that, first of all.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes. So I have been experiencing a lot of transformation in my core and in my spine. And I've had issues with the spine over the years, mostly the lumbar area and the hips and the sacrum. So it feels as though it's loosening and adjusting, but as if there's still some tightness there, compression. And then the hips and pelvis, they seem almost as if they get a little crooked sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you could just blast some light in there.
Yeah. It's showing up already. I can, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a hook there in relationship to your mother. So let's unhook that. There you go. Did you feel something right there?
Yeah, just opening light and tingling flow of light.
Okay. So there's turquoise energy coming in. I'm not sure why for you, but okay.
I have a turquoise shirt on.
Is that right? Okay, there you go. So, good. There's a lot of turquoise. When we wear a certain color for a certain amount of time, the aura actually begins to look like that. Or you pick the shirt because you need the turquoise today, right? Mm-hmm. That's actually a deeper immune function. It's a deeper, it's a color of the transcendental heart. And so what that tells me, here you go, is that you're opening up your whole physiology to, it's a spiritual process. Your spine and the whole thing is a spiritual process in order for you to become more integrated with the world around you. Am I making sense when I say that to you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, okay.
So let's open it feels like my whole life is opening. Yeah, as if everything is more focused and coming into alignment.
Yes, and there's a ring, the thymus gland. I'm talking on the inner level, on the core, on the Hara line. There's a different line, a different structure, so I don't want to make it too complicated. There is a ring around that turquoise ball. It looks like a planet Saturn, and the lower part looks not completely developed. So we're going to work on that right now for everybody on the call. This is also something that's in my other package where we are actually activating the immune system in a way that we function differently, how we digest electrical frequencies. That usually the adrenals did that, but we're all functioning all differently now. So we're doing this for everybody on the call here. And coming into this greater union with others. So is the tightening changing now for you in the spine?
I've been feeling it so much in my hands and arms and just energetically. I'm going to stand up. Yeah. Feels good to stand. And usually when I stand up from sitting, there's a lot of pain and that's not there at all.
Oh, good. Well, then we're done.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Denise. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Okay, so now we have Cindy in South Africa. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
So I seem to be very, well, I actually don't know. The tips of my fingers, it gets very wrinkled. It's a very strange thing, I know. Almost like I'm dehydrated or... You know when you immerse them in water and they get all wrinkly
Like
that?
Uh-huh,
so,
uh-huh.
And it's been like this for a couple of weeks now, and I drink a lot of water, but I'm also very hot lately. You know, almost like I'm hot flashing. So I don't know if that's related to it at all.
Sometimes we, the fingers are, and you are all the five fingers on both hands, or particular fingers doing that?
All of them.
All of them. Okay.
All of them.
I'm sure, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not a doctor, but there could be, you know, there could be names for this, a particular, you know, skin disease, but that's not what I'm getting. There is, the hands are, there are tubes that come out of the hands that go to the astral realm. And sometimes we clear things so strongly that literally hands, the fingers can show this. It can be maybe brittle, or, you know, they kind of show things like that. So let me see. So you're dry and at the same time sort of, okay, let's balance out your doshas in general, like deep inside. And I'm going inside the belly area now and allowing the liver, kidney, the lungs, that's what's coming up here. So now there's a shift. It was very deep, at the same time very subtle. I don't know if you can could feel that, Cindy.
I could feel something shifting.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask, is that enough? No. Is there something else in terms of skin directly? No. Is there something in the crown chakra? Yes. So I want to open up the crown chakra a bit more, work on that. And allowing anything that's going on there to be cleared. More energy, more connecting with the cosmos, yes. Allowing things to flow through a little stronger for you. So it's almost like you're washing out. You're going through, like, my God, lifetimes of karma that you're clearing out, right? So when that happens, we actually experience in the body a lot of things. I don't know if I shared a long time ago, a friend of mine, this was like in 1989, there was a friend who had a past life memory of being buried alive. And he was sitting in my kitchen, and for a week I would see his arm, entire skin had, like, you know how dead people have this marmoration? The skin looks all patchy, right? So for a week he looked like a dead person. He was clearing out that memory. So sometimes we do clear all this stuff out when we do spiritual work, right? So I would just allow it to continue to clear out. A little bit on the throat is coming up now. Good. So I'll leave it like that, and we can talk another time again, see what happened with this. Okay, Cindy?
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks.
You're
welcome. Okay, so this is somebody on 49715. Hello? 49715. Ah, Ursula. Hi there. Yes, hello. Yeah, I answered some of your question already, right? Is there something else?
So what is left is a certain grief, at least that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's sticky.
It's sticky because the stickiness comes from because ego still has a thought about it, a comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you leave that alone and you just take, you have no expectation, but just unconditional love?
Well, just it's more vice versa, you know, the expectation of the other person, and I'm not wanting to do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, there's 8 billion people that can expect something from you, but you don't have to respond. What if you don't know about it?
It's difficult for me to ignore other people being angry at me.
Yes, because you have an expectation for them to not be angry. So that's your expectation. What if you allow them to be angry at you? It's okay. I mean, why would we control other people to be a certain way? Could you try that? Let them be angry. Let them be angry and take it. take it in your stride, open your heart, and just know it's your karma. And at some point, our anger goes away. Doesn't really matter because things come and go, right? Take a deep breath. The constriction is really strong. Can you feel that? Let me assist you a bit here, but you have to make the decision. And then there's the grief and all these things. And then there it goes. There's the centuries of programming of motherhood, of how we're supposed to be with others, what's expected, right? All of that. Can you sense that? Yeah. So being free from that. And then choosing for a moment that whatever you are is actually perfect. Others might not agree, but that's okay. But you are what you are, right? I mean, you know. I always say that, you know, somebody comes along and says, you know, I don't like your nose. Your nose has to be different. Then I don't go and get a nose job, right? But we do this with each other, you know, with in regards to emotions or behaviors. But the thing is that the behavior and the emotion is all, everything is divine, everything is God, everything is universe. It's just ego that says, oh yeah, I can make it different. I can choose. Let me choose this and then it's better. And then we are completely stuck in this party of pointing it to each other constantly and trying to make something different than it already is. Because if you are what you are right now, you are the feeling you are, the thought that you are, the emotion, the sensation, it's all what it is right now. And accepting that, just like your nose or your skin color. take a deep breath. Yeah.
I know that. I think the problem was the resistance to the pain.
Yeah. So, and that's what we spoke earlier, right? That we think that we're not supposed to feel pain. That is a real, real misnomer. I don't know where that came from, you know? We're definitely supposed to feel pain. Do it well. Feel it well. Give it your all. The quicker it goes. we can't avoid it, right? That's the gift when we take a human incarnation. It comes with pain. It comes with death and pain. So it's temporary, you know. We're not here that long. So that doesn't matter. Okay, Ursula. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. There you go. Okay, so this is in Ottawa. Kamir, last name. Hello?
Hi. Hello, Ritima.
Hi there. Who's that?
Yeah, my name is Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing your name. How can I help you?
Well, I have a problem with bladder leaks and... burning at the urethra, possibly some polyps, I was told by a specialist. So can you be of some help with this problem, please?
Have you had the burning for a long time?
Oh, yes, very long.
Yeah, you obviously have a combination of chronic undercurrent bladder infection. Especially if you're a little older and the tissue gets thinner, it's very common that women have like long ongoing bladder infections. So that will cause the muscle to get weak, and that's where the incontinence comes from. Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to really do anything in order to get rid of that bladder infection. I'm not going to give you all the details. I mean, there's herbs like cranberry and all this stuff, but whatever it is, I'm not saying antibiotics. It's not necessary.
I've been like months and months, almost years on antibiotics.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not helping. So you probably have already like a resistance and then okay. Well, let me help you with this. And there's another lady that asked about bladder strengthening. First of all, we're just going to dissolve. No, okay, there they are. Just kind of long little things, the bacteria that are there to be extinguished, to neutralize, and strengthening the entire energy field in that area. Okay. (clears throat) how we're clearing the heat, because the heat is, think of heat and bacteria the same thing.
Yes.
And the burning, right? And are you drinking lots of water too? Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
Good, okay. Good. And we're going to also work more on the conflict, any inflammations, the conflict that you might have, irritation with life. And sometimes, not saying with you directly, but there's sometimes, you know, for anybody else here, suppressed sexual feelings, that kind of sensations of sexuality that are sort of put away or controlled.
Bladder infection started when I was in a relationship that I didn't
like, and when
I decided to put an end to it, I started to have infections.
Okay. There you go. There's a lot of clearing right now, yeah? Okay. And we're also going to disconnect you from the person that you were with and all that you were intimate with that person as well. So just allow that energies to shuffle and clear. I'll bring in some blue light, disinfecting blue light. Very good clearing, Suzanne. You can feel that, right?
Yes, I feel like expansion.
Yeah.
You don't see any polyps in the urethra, or?
I haven't looked yet. I'm looking at a different level right now. It looks there's a string. There's a string put around a tissue. So that could cause actually the polyps. So we're just going to, I'm going to clip that string right now. And we're just going to ask the tissues right now, all extracellular growth at any level to dissipate, disintegrate. Okay. Good. You feel that right now? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a shift.
Yes, yes. If you have are you a kind of visual person, Suzanne?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I can see that. I want you to take a piece of paper and you make a little, like a urethra, you know, just make two lines, like a little channel, and then draw the polyps there, just like intuitively where you think they are. I want you to draw them with a pencil. And then you look at them and then you take an eraser and you begin to erase them, okay?
Great.
Keep erasing them and you just kind of feel it. Close your eyes, give yourself time and just keep erasing them and feeling them, okay?
Yeah.
Just as a follow-up you know, thing to do. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. All my
blessings. You're welcome. Bye. You too. Okay, bye. Okay, so we have, this is Katya in Alberta. Hi, Katya.
Hi, Rachma. Thank you so much for such a wonderful call. It was just beautiful. I wanted
to
ask for healing for my teeth. I think I mentioned at some point that I have lots of cavities and one of the teeth needs to go, and it all started when I was 12.
So what do you want what kind of result are you looking for?
Ideally no more cavities, so it stops.
No more cavities?
It stops at this.
Okay. So weakness, right? Okay. So everybody on the teeth, I know somebody else here on the call has teeth issues. Strengthening the porcelain, the ceramic. Okay. Yeah, you have, when I look into the tooth as an X-ray vision, I see that there's weakness how your tooth was built. So that came from when you grew your teeth originally as a child. So I'm going to assist to stimulate that particular, those cells, okay? So that they're all filling out properly, okay?
Thank you.
And that in itself makes everything harder, and there's more, you know, strength. And we're going to go to the areas that have cavities. Anybody who has cavities on the call? And, you know, cavities, they're not good for the heart either. So we're just going to go to those spots. Let me find them. And your tooth, maybe you can put your hand there so I can find it quicker. Mm-hmm. Where it is. Yeah, and then... Okay, just take your hand down. We're just going to go to that area. We're going to clean it up. And we're just going to have to stimulate. It's been sitting there for a while. It's kind of really kind of a dead feeling to it. So I'm just going to allow it to stimulate, clearing that feeling. No time, no space. And just right now in this moment, prompting healing and repair. Take a deep breath. Okay. Good. All right, Katya. Thank you.
So
I'll let you go now. You're welcome.
Thank
you. Okay. So we're going to go to next person is in Oregon, Bent. Hello, or 541. Hello, who's that? 5415.
Hi, Aratima. This is Deb.
Hi, Deb. Oh, yeah, right. Hello, Deb. You're in Oregon. That's right.
Yes. Thank you so much for your healing. It's wonderful. And today I was wondering, my hands and my feet sometimes get really cold. And so I was wondering if you could increase circulation, which would also help my shoulder to heal a little bit more, some increased blood circulation in my shoulder as well as in my body to my extremities.
Okay. Are you, just checking about your nutrition, are you eating, are you a vegetarian?
I am not vegetarian.
Okay, because sometimes people get really cold, you know, when they are eating
Yeah, it's happened all my life, actually.
All your life, okay. Yeah. blood pressure is okay, though? Are you more kind of on the lower end?
Probably, no? Usually on the lower end, yes.
Okay, okay. Okay, so it's bringing a bit more fire into your body. I feel an opening in your aura already a little bit, but there's not too much movement. You can sense that? Yeah. So I would also suggest to make sure that you actually move a little bit, right? And good breathing. And let's do, okay, something else here, just overall as consciousness, asking this to be corrected.
Okay.
Normal warmth, normally warm extremities. Circulation optimum level. Okay, that feels better to me here. Yeah?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Deb. Thanks. Okay, and we have... this is in Oakland. It's Joy, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, 510.
I have... a dry patch in my lower back that I couldn't, it showed up like a couple months ago and I couldn't heal it with cream or moisturizer. I'm wondering if it's something else other than just the dry patch.
Are you talking about something malignant? When you say something else, it's usually when people ask that. Are you worried about it? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, of course you're not for sure, but I'm asking, are you worried that it's something bad?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Good. Okay. Good. Can you actually get to it, touch it, or is it too far away?
Yeah, I can touch it.
Okay. It feels very it feels very interesting. You can take your hand down. Is it, I see it kind of close to the spine area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Okay, to me that feels more like, do you do a lot of spiritual work? Not really?
I don't know.
You don't.
Like,
okay, what is spiritual work? Okay, yeah, those questions are generic, eh? Yeah, there is a certain interesting vibration with it that is more like a almost a little electrical, okay? So I'm going to go into that and just see if it's something that's localized or if it's more of an overall spiritual development you're going through. And this, and it's kind of, you're clearing through the skin and responding, kind of kicking out dryness. Sometimes it can happen as well. So let's kind of go into the skin area. Okay. Is there something in your life that is it kind of takes a lot of your attention right now? It's almost like a bit of stressful.
Yes, a couple.
Yeah, so that's where I'm tracking down like a stressful situation. And so let's kind of clear that and open it up in a way so that you can meet it with confidence, and that you know you are born to meet this situation, okay? It's not like it shouldn't be here, or so it's just like, oh yes, okay, here it is. This is the day where it unfolds, and this is, I'm meeting this now in my life, and I'm designed to meet it. I'm equipped to respond to it. And right now, so open your heart and just allow it to be what it is first. And also disconnecting you from the unhealthy relating to the people involved.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Now it's starting to move. And you might feel it a bit in the head area, is that correct? Kind of a little dizzy. Yeah, because it's so intense that you've literally projected it into your skin. But you actually allow, just know that you're strong enough to deal with it. Don't be desperate about it. It's okay. And trust that this situation is going to pass. Okay, even if you don't know how, all right?
Okay.
We're taking all the pressure out of the skin and giving you permission to really dissolve it again on the psychological level, okay? So let me help you a little bit more here. I know you're still overwhelmed. Opening up possibilities for you that you have known. There you go. Sense of being unlimited. Can you feel that now? Hello, Joy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'll leave you with this. And so just know, Don't think so much about the skin issue. You are, because you're actually trying to avoid, and you think you can't manage what's before you, but you can't. Just, it's okay. All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to have Elizabeth in Kelowna. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me? Can,
yes, I can hear you very
okay,
well.
Okay, great. Erythema, they are linking heart disease now with inflammation. Same with Alzheimer's with inflammation. And I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. So does my daughter. My mom had Graves. There was lupus in the family. A lot of people have autoimmune illnesses. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that you can help us out?
Yeah, because it's really all... you know, depending on what level we look at, right? It's all,
right.
Yeah, inflammation means conflict with life. It's really what we could go back again with what I spoke about earlier about how we as humans are constantly controlling and in conflict with life. And that's where all the disease, and when we're young, you know, we don't notice, but as we get older, this starts to accumulate as a disease in the body. But there's no reason to really be sick, right? If we continuously flow with life and let everything move through. So right now in this moment, so this pattern of, especially if it's in the throat,
it's genetic also, and the genetic component too. or ancestral or...
Yeah, and it's all the same thing. It just means that a bunch of families in the family line have been patterned to do the same thing over and
right.
over again.
Right.
So the invitation to you now is, how can I be different? How can I do something and think differently? Because the throat has to do with thinking, how you truly
yeah.
think as a person. So, okay, inflammation. And again, not being in conflict. Inflamed, it's like flame is fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like... anger, being at anger with life, you know, it's just allowing yourself to, we burn ourselves up on the inside because we can't
totally.
Control life, right?
Yeah. Totally, yes. Oh my God, burnout, yes.
So, okay, let's make some corrections on, I'll do this on a higher frequency here. Throat. For everybody. It's very subtle. You might feel it, you might not. Okay, and your thinking. Okay, in your mind, how you think as a person is very set. Do you know that?
I've been told that.
Yeah. That needs to change if that
okay.
because that your body is a expression of this thinking that how you are, and it's so set that if this doesn't change, your body will not change.
Okay.
So we really have you have to really kind of open up a little bit and just wonder, like, who am I really? Like, do I really, is it really this way? Can I see this differently? Like,
nice.
Begin yourself, be and do little things, wear different clothes, make your hair cut different, get out of this mold you're in.
Okay.
And open up and just let life come through you again. Yeah. I'm going to ask this to happen through the ancestral line, which is really in your DNA. And your daughter, right? Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so this is the best thing I can give you today. Is
thank
to really
you.
Make that change, yeah? Okay, Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay, what time is it? Okay, I'm going to take a few more callers here because I have the time. I'm going to speak to somebody in Nassau in New York. Hello? Neri?
Hello?
Yes, hello there. Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Neri? Yes, in Nassau? Yeah.
Hello?
You must... Yeah. I can hear you. Okay. Hello? Okay, so I'm just going to move on because she has turned off her audio. So I'm going to talk to Wilma is here in Florida. Hello, Wilma. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Thank you for taking my thing. And you answered the question for the thyroid, but I also have issues, and it runs in my family, parathyroid. And
uh-huh.
the doctors really know zero about it.
That has to do with the calcium absorption, right? So
yes,
do you have some,
I can't
yeah.
take any calcium.
You can't. Yeah, exactly, because the body doesn't know how to get rid of it. And yeah, okay. You know, it's something that can show up. It's not as common as these other things right now. It's more of a mineral thing. So let's see calcium absorption. Parathyroids. These are little glands next to the thyroid. Right and left. So just gonna, you might touch them for a moment. And were you born with this? Okay, did this come later in life?
I think I was born with it because my aunt had it also, which affected sleep where you can't sleep. But
uh-huh.
now I can sleep. Thanks
good.
To you.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad. So yeah, we're having a lot of genetic things coming up here at the end of the call. So again, going deeper into. The human condition of repeating these imprints that we have from our ancestors. So, and in this case, the parathyroid. Allowing the parathyroid to be really happy and eloquently dealing with the calcium absorptions. And okay, there's a confusion in there. Okay, so you got a confusion. Okay, that confusion can, is this a past life? No, is this ancestral? Yes, so confusion being passed on. So we're going to clear this confusion. Can you feel that? Yeah. good. And any confusion anywhere in the body of any of the, but he was listening, allowing the confusion, if there's a confusion, the reason of something, to let that clear. We don't have to understand. When we try, and we don't understand, there's confusion, we get stuck on it, so we just let it go. Again, innocence of heart, being with what is, being with life, being life. There you go, Zoma. Curious to know how that works for you. There was a shift. Did the confusion clear it?
No, I felt it all in my, from the back of the brain all the way down the back.
Yeah, well, that's where you have the reptilian brain and the cerebellum.
Right.
That's where we have all that old ancestral stuff sitting too, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Wilma. That was a good,
interesting.
Thank you. You're welcome. We have all these different things to work with here today. So we got Shelley in Illinois. Hello, Shelley. Hello. 7085. Hi. Oh,
yep.
Bad connection. There you go. Hey.
Yeah. I'll be quick.
Okay.
Like kind of the second caller before Wilma, a lot of history with heart issues on both sides of the family and with my flying circulation, and pretty much just wondering what the heart chakra looks like as far as being opened or needing work done on it.
Well, the heart chakra is has different levels, right? And on the surface level, it's pretty good, you know, and I can see green inside you. And now there are deeper levels, you know, there are much, much deeper levels to the heart chakra. So if we go a little deeper, you have an opening into the sacred heart, Shelley. Yes, you do. But you're coming from an interesting angle. It's almost from the left, sort of kind of like, it's like a cave. You come in from the left side. So I'm going to open that up or offer you, I'm not going to do anything here, I'm going to offer you to be more embodied as the Sacred Heart.
Okay.
And that means, again, more innocence, because you can't get into the Sacred Heart with sacred, because ego can't climb in there.
Okay.
And with that, when you are that innocent, you naturally drop away from the stories of your ancestors, from the history of, I'm going to turn down the volume a bit here. Maybe you want to mute yourself, Shelley. I'm going to mute you and just finish up, okay? Because it's a sharp sound and don't want to have that. So in that sense, we're going to clear and free yourself from this concept that you are actually the result of your parents. This is the attachment to body. Yeah, okay. This is attachment needs to be severed. There you go. That's better. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And even deeply breathing into the tummy, and even knowing that your feet are not really on the ground, but they're walking in eternity. They're stepping onto eternity. That's where you stand on. You stand. That's it. You're standing on eternity, and not on the ground of your ancestors. The body does it. We let that happen. That's beautiful. We're not meddling with it at all. We're very loving towards the body, but it's not in the identification that we think we are it. And again, for everybody on the call, we're going to clear ancestral heart conditions and story around that. Maybe you touch your heart gently, just being grateful. It's beating every day, every minute, doing such a great job elevating again the intelligence in the heart, being open to feeling anything and everything, becoming compassionate to oneself, to one's own feelings and the feelings around. Very beautiful. Okay, thank you, Shelley. I'm going to take one more caller here, and the next person is Louise, actually, here in Michigan. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Aratima.
Hey there.
I just wanted to raise up that I've had a little bit of circulation issues going on from my knees down.
Okay, well, we know why, right? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So let's...
Also, both parents had significant issues in their legs.
Okay. So good. I actually, you know, had circulation issues in my 20s, I remember. I thought I'm just going to end up with varicosis. It was like they were heavy, and I was working as a nurse and all that. I was even wearing, support stockings because I felt like, oh, my God, I'm 20 years old. But it all had to do with really blockages in the base chakra. So once I got that opened up and let the heart and the base chakra really flow, that's when all the circulation, like I have no problem. My legs are totally fine. So it's just really opening up the base chakra, not standing. Again, like I said previously, I must have channeled that already. Not standing on our ancestors with all their clutter. Too much clutter, but to actually stand on eternity, on infinity. I like to open up this flow for everybody. That feels really good. Allowing the blood to flow, continue to on the heart chakra level. If you think of like a Lego stacked on top, if the base chakra isn't sitting right, then every other chakra is off, especially the heart chakra. So the base chakra has to be rooted in infinity and in eternity. Then the heart actually opens, really. Talking to Shelley, right? You cannot open your heart truly if you're not standing on nothingness. If you stand on any bits of ego or story, your heart will never open. Do you see the imagery of that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, yeah. Does that feel a bit more flow in there right now? How do your legs feel?
It feels, yeah, I feel the flow. My heart is huge, open, purple, magenta. It's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay. Putting up the lower aura
thank
a little
you.
Bit. Yes. Okay, thanks, Louise. Beautiful. Okay, so we're past the hour. So let's just be here for a moment, take a deep breath, and just clearing everything that's still. There's a bit of residue in the group right now, just clearing all that. Knowing that you are free, always knowing that, inviting that you are health itself. And health does just show up in different forms. Sometimes health looks like a sickness, but knowing that this is just an expression to better health and to more health. So we go like through these stages. Like when we go through puberty, there's stages where we just look awkward. The nose is too long. The ears are funny. The jaw is different. And then we just morph and then we become more beautiful. So every disease is a stage to move through, yeah, into more health. Okay. If I can sort of put it that way, we think that give it a name and we freeze it and we think we're trying to fight with it. But it is just a stage, a transition. You're moving through a karma and you're moving through it and you're saying, thank you, beautiful. I am born to meet this and to meet it and not to figure it out. Again, opening the heart, the greatest healer, the greatest medicine is love. Love dissolves all and any obstacles. There's nothing you cannot love, anything you can love. So right now in this moment, I'll just chant this chant again. Om Rite Pundarika Maryastam Prataha Surya Sama Prabham Pashankushadaram Saumyam Varadabhaya Hastakam Trinetram Raktavashanam Bhakta Kamadudam Bhaji Om. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for your presence and your contributions, and I wish you a wonderful, pleasant, beautiful weekend and next week to come. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, everybody.
The moderator has left the conference.